Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, March 6th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Trump at CPAC, China in cranes, men suing to crush the women, and Rock addresses the slap. That's all coming up. And then Bill will be here with the message of the day. But first, Donald Trump spoke at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, for over 100 minutes. He's framing 2024 as the final battle for America. He said, in 2016, I declared, I am your voice. Today, I add, I am your warrior. I am your justice. And for those who have been wronged and betrayed, I am your retribution. The other day, he released part of his Agenda 47 plan, calling for taking a fraction of the federal land in America and having a contest. And the winners get to build one of 10 new freedom cities, brand new cities, and just from the ground up, build exactly as we want them to be built for the new modern era. He said, past generations of Americans pursued big dreams and daring projects that once seemed absolutely impossible. But today we lost our boldness. Under my leadership, we will get it back in a very big way. United States officials are growing concerned that giant Chinese-made cranes that operate at American ports across the country could give Beijing a possible spying tool right there in the ports, including some cranes that are used by the U.S. military. The crane company is ZPMC, and some officials are calling it a Trojan horse. This is the same reason why we can't allow the Chinese government to buy farmland near our military bases. For the love of Pete, what is wrong with us? This is why Trump banned Huawei. It's a Chinese telecommunications company, H-U-A-W-E-I, Huawei cell phone technology, cell phone towers in America. It's the commie spying right here in America. U.S. powerlifting is being forced by a court to allow biological men to compete against women. One man has been suing USA Powerlifting for 5 years. His claim is that he's been taking hormones for so long that he would be eligible to compete as a woman in the Olympics, so he should be allowed to in USA Powerlifting events as well. And not allowing him violates the Minnesota Human Rights Act. And the court said he's right. And the judge said that the trans athlete does not have a greater advantage over women because trans people have an increased risk of depression and suicide. Chris Rock performed at the first ever Netflix live stand-up special on Saturday night, and it's the first time he addressed the slap. I can't quote any of it here without the swear words. It's barely a sentence. But he did make note of Will Smith's open marriage arrangement with his wife. He also mentioned Snoop Dogg in the show, but cut it short saying, I'm not dissing Snoop. The last thing I need is another mad rapper. I'm Mike Slater. Bill O'Reilly with the message of the day. Next.
It's only a kick. A jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, the pathetic showings by Attorney General Merrick Garland and FBI Chief Christopher Wray last week pretty much prove that the U.S. Department of Justice is corrupt. During an interview with Fox News, Ray was asked why the Hunter Biden investigation has dragged on for 3 years. Simple question. Ray blamed the U.S. attorney in Delaware and then said he could not comment on the investigation itself. Of course, that's not true. The director of the FBI has the authority to answer general questions about ongoing investigations. You will remember former FBI Chief James Comey publicly updating the status of the Hillary Clinton document probe twice. As for Attorney General Garland, he was asked in a Senate hearing why protesters in front of Supreme Court justices' homes were not prosecuted. They are clearly seen on tape, violating federal law. Why aren't they charged? Garland had absolutely no credible answer. A federal statute passed in 1950, Title 18, Section 1507, makes it illegal for persons to attempt to intimidate federal officials at their homes, something the protesters in front of the court justices were absolutely doing. But Garland declined to pursue the case because the Biden administration did not want him to. By the way, Garland has prosecuted dozens of pro-life demonstrators. So you see, there is massive corruption in the Justice Department. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Bonnie Reynolds, Houlton, Maine, way up there by the Canadian border. I was almost in Houlton over Columbus Day, close. Didn't get quite up there. The Hollywood crowd could put out positive drama and humor that would help promote American greatness instead of moaning and tearing down this credit and its citizens down. Well, you see what's happening to the movie industry. Boom, gone. Anybody going to watch the Oscars? Anybody? Highest rated show on the networks now doesn't get 10 million people to watch. Specials do, but not the regular shows. William Vickerman, Chicago. We are direct descendants of the father of Rebecca Nurse, one of the unfortunate victims of the Salem witch trials. We have the professional genealogy to prove it. Looking forward to killing the witches. Well, Rebecca Nurse is a big name, and things did not go well for her. And I'm just about to finish this thing. Probably got 2 more weeks of writing on it, so we're closing in. You will like this book. You can pre-order on BillO'Reilly.com and get it first. Marianne Barrier, Huntington, West Virginia. In honor of President's Day, I read Killing Lincoln. It has been pretty good weather here, so I should have been outside doing cleaning, but I could not put the book down. It was stupendous. Killing Lincoln is the biggest seller of all the Killing books. Came out first, okay? And it's still in print. You can order it from us, BillO'Reilly.com, from Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I'm glad you like it. It's a good book. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 166 years ago today, the Supreme Court issued a landmark decision as the nation disintegrated over slavery. The justices ruled that people of African descent could never become U.S. citizens. Here is the story of the shameful Dred Scott decision. Mr. Scott was a 50-year-old slave from Missouri. His owner, a military doctor named John Emerson, was frequently reassigned to forts around the country. He took Dred from Missouri, a slave state, to Illinois, a free state, then on to Wisconsin, also a free place. In 1846, Dred Scott and his wife filed individual lawsuits for their freedom. They argued for emancipation based on their time working in the free states. The legal battle went on for 11 years. In 1850, a lower court declared Scott a free man. But the verdict was reversed in 1852 by the Missouri Supreme Court. The case then went on to the U.S. Supreme Court. On March 6, 1857, just 2 days after the inauguration of President James Buchanan, the justices released their decision. The Supreme Court sided against Dred Scott. In a 7-2 vote, they ruled that black people could not be citizens of the United States, and that the federal government has no authority to regulate slavery within individual states or territories because all blacks were not citizens. But that was ridiculous because in the North, there were already free black people. The whole decision was a farce. However, wrote the Chief Justice, quote, "Africans are of an inferior order and altogether unfit to associate with the white race." It was, again, absurd. But the law stood, even though it was not obeyed in the North. Dred Scott did ultimately gain his freedom. He was sold to another family who emancipated him shortly after the Supreme Court decision. He died a free man 6 months later. Back after this.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.